Now let me shift to a great comedian who is controversial in the sense that some comedians doubt his talent or question his ability, but certainly his success can never be debated, and that's Bob Hope. I, like a lot of kids of my era, grew up with Bob Hope. I had the pleasure of meeting Bob Hope a couple of times and of seeing him perform, and I want to share a couple of stories. In a conversation I had with Bob Hope, this was at the Museum of Broadcasting in New York, where he had given a talk and then several of us had the chance to meet him afterwards, I was talking to Hope about who he thought was the funniest of comedians. And he shared a couple stories which I thought were interesting. One was Lenny Bruce. He thought Lenny Bruce was very funny. And he said he used to drop in on Lenny in little clubs in Miami, and Lenny Bruce would always say to him, "When are you going to put me on your show, Bob?" And Bob would say, "Never, Lenny, never." And he said Lenny would laugh about it. He said, but the truth was he could never put Lenny Bruce on one of his television shows. I know this story is true about Hope dropping in on clubs and comedians. He is a showbiz addict. It's well known that that's the way he discovered Phyllis Diller. He dropped into a small cabaret in Washington, D.C., and there was Phyllis Diller, who he thought was immensely funny, and he could put on his television show, and he did put on his television show. Hope, being questioned about comedians, showed a great knowledge of silent comedians, vaudeville comedians, people of his own peer group, from Fred Allen to Jack Benny to more current comedians. However, I was flabbergasted when he brought up the name Dick Gregory. I've always been a Dick Gregory fan, and out of the blue, Bob Hope said, "Dick Gregory was a very good comedian and a great joke writer." And I think that's the essence of Hope right there, because as most of us know, he didn't write his material, but he certainly knew the jokes that worked for him and could pick them. And here was Hope spotting Dick Gregory's joke writing ability. And he said to me, "Dick Gregory was a funny man and a great joke writer, and if he had decided to be a great comedian instead of a great humanitarian, I think he would have been the next Bill Cosby or Richard Pryor." Which, if you look at the record, you may have to agree. The country was moving in that direction. I think Dick Gregory opened the gates to Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor. Recently, a couple of biographies have come out about Bob Hope. Author Marx, Groucho's son, who's written a couple of questionable biographies, has written a book called The Secret Life of Bob Hope, which took Hope to task for being a ladies' man and making a lot of money. It appears that Hope is often attacked for just being a success. As for his running around with women, well, I don't see this as such a terrible thing. I don't condone people cheating on their wife, but there's far worse things that Bob Hope could have been, a mass murderer or something of that nature, but indeed he wasn't. However, about Bob Hope's love of women, well, I can give you a story about that. When I met Bob Hope, he must have been 86 or 87 years old at the Museum of Modern Broadcasting, and there was about 15 of us left, and Hope was answering questions. He was very alert, very on. He was sitting in a chair. He looked great for his age. And a very good-looking young lady got up and announced that she was going to have to leave, but she was wondering if she could have Mr. Hope's autograph. He said, "Of course." And as he signed her autograph book, he chatted with her. And as she walked away, and she had that great little slink in her walk that every man knows what I'm talking about, Hope just looked at her. I'm telling you, you could see those eyes following that little slinky walk. And I heard him mutter out of the side of his mouth, "Yeah, baby, I'd like to do more than autograph your book." I don't know if he was doing that for a laugh, but I think he gave me more insight into his character. And I want to share that with you.